You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right. So we're live? All right. Well, good evening, everybody, or good afternoon, everybody. This is The Raw Avenue. This is the second official episode. Today, we got a special guest. We got Mr. Ray here. He's a police officer about our age, but I'll just let you introduce yourself, man. I'm just getting to know you still. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and everybody around. Yes, sir.
My name is Ray, 22, Detroit police officer, just got on. Just out here trying to make a difference.
All right, cool, man. So I'll just start diving in. Everybody, oh, go ahead, Ray. We always introduce you. Go ahead, bro. Yeah. My bad, my bad. Go ahead.
First time seeing this episode.
Right.
Seeing our show, you feel me?
Exactly.
I'm going to fly some more, man. The flyest thing without propellers, the flyest thing without
propellers. You got like a different, you know, introduction every time.
I got to hit you with something new. We got to keep it up.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, but overall, you just lower fly, though.
Yeah, fly some more.
Right, fly some more.
And repent, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm Joshua Bruce here, co-host of Royal Avenue. And like I said, man, we're just going to dive in to why you're here. Basically, what we want to do on the Royal Avenue, whenever we have guests, we kind of want to dive into about what they feel like is what they're doing is going to impact either themselves or the community or the people around them.
You sound like we always have guests. We don't always have guests. You're our first guest.
I say whenever we have guests, this is what we want to do. Yeah. This is our first guest. Yes, this is our but whenever we have more guests, you feel me? So, but anyway, like I said, there you go. Yeah, we just want to, you know, dive into that. So basically, I'll just start off by asking, you know, what made you want to be a police officer? Especially, you know, nowadays where you see all the protests and people not liking police right now. I mean, how does that make you feel? Like, what made you dive into police?
No, I want the same question.
Oh yeah, I mean, I told him what it was. I'm more gentle with it.
Yeah. Before you ask that, do you identify yourself as a black man?
I identify myself as a mixed individual because I'm half Puerto Rican.
All right.
But
so if somebody was like to call you black, would you like, oh no, I ain't black?
No, I'd most definitely be like, I'm of two races. I'm black and I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm proud of what I am.
That's nice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You proud of your heritage.
Like a yes or a no, like, because, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the problems we have is, like, our problems. So when I ask you questions about our problems, I want to see if you don't identify, I can't ask you nothing.
Well, let me say this. In the community's eye, I'm a black male. Until I identify myself as a Puerto Rican male, people don't understand.
Okay. So when they see
you. So you've got an Ariana sitting on Zoom. Do you want me to fire that up?
Yeah, yeah, you go ahead. Yep.
Oh,
well, I got to change. Okay.
We got Ariana's joint. That's like the new Angela Davis. She fired.
Yeah.
I think she hate men, though. But, you know.
She doesn't hate men. She just, you know, is kind of. she just has strong opinions on,
man,
you know,
man.
Men.
Man hater. Can you hear me now? Oh, I wish I swear I wish you heard this. This would be fire as he did.
But yeah.
You might want, just because we've had, now we have to switch recording, you might want to just go ahead and start over.
Oh, start over? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I just switch video and that kind of stuff, so
that's fine.
No, actually, not true. The audio is good.
Oh, okay. So we're back at it.
Oh, yep. We got a guy full face. You can't just give us
eyebrow lights. Ariana, what's going on?
Hey.
What's
going on?
Okay, now this, we did our introduction already, and we kind of dived in. But this is our other co-host, Ariana. She's like more, you know, she's like the Janae Aiko of, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
She's not a man hater, bro. Might be, but I don't think she is. But yeah, we got Ray here. He's a current police officer, and so we were just diving in a little bit about what he represents and how he, you know, views policing and about his ethnicity. So we're just gonna go ahead and let him finish, and we can ask questions along the way. So go ahead, Ray. Sorry about the delay and everything.
To pick off where I left off at, in the communities, I am obviously a black male. People nowadays don't really care to ask me what I am. So I most definitely feel the brunt and the hit of everything that's been going on.
Okay. So do you like, okay, so when you go out and police, I don't know, have you like gone out and
every
you know
day.
Every day? So you've gone out.
What precinct you work at? You can't say that?
I don't think you can say that.
Like, you on the east side, west side, can you say that?
West side.
You on the west side?
West side.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot of, you. Yeah, they get wicked on the west side.
I'm in the second busiest. Second busiest.
Second busiest, probably that joint off Plymouth then. Yeah, all right.
So do you get a lot of flack?
Brightbow and shit. Oh my God.
Do you get a lot of flack from people, I don't know, outside of the police force, as in like, you know, when they see you, you know, they see a black officer, do you see anybody like, you know, kind of attack that, or are you just, you know, you just going out, you know, daily just doing your job,
you know? Usually I go out and there's really no problem, but there have been a couple of instances where I've gone out and I'll get looked at like, what are you doing?
Right.
Basically you're working for the enemy, and I'm just in there like, I'm mm-hmm. it's my life, you know?
Right.
I
right.
choose this.
So yeah, so again, I mean, what's going on today is kind of it's unfortunate and sad about, you know, what police officers are doing to people. You know, well, I'll say on you know, my people's behalf, specifically black people, it's unfortunate about how they handle our people. But I will say there is a need for policing. I won't say there isn't, but I feel like they just need to be, there needs to be more of a restructure. And I don't know how that's going to go about, how long that'll take, but it feels like, you know, we've talked about restructuring police for I don't know how long, but it feels like nothing is changing.
That's fairly new.
So
that's fairly new, saying defund. What they should be saying, reappropriate the funds, but they saying defund.
Right.
For the people that never look into it, they saying reappropriate the funds.
Right.
So what was your relationship with police officers before you became a police officer? Like, growing up, well, how did you look at the police before you became the police?
Honestly, I'm originally from Bronx, New York. So growing up out there and moving to here.
Y'all was trying to suck y'all dick. They say that in New York, like, suck my dick. They say it for me one time. How you say it?
No,
with
good.
The New York accent, like, suck my dick.
I don't got a New York accent. It goes away after being out here for so long.
That's true.
But coming out here, I was straight, you know, I don't fuck with the police and all that. I didn't really care for an officer. And coming out here and looking at an officer, I would be terrified, honestly, because I didn't really have a good experience coming up and, you know, seeing police officers. I never had that experience. I did eventually down the line throughout my life have an experience with an officer that changed me completely.
What was that experience?
So I was hanging around with the wrong crowd, and, you know, being the young individual that I used to be, we were outside, you know, chopping shit, shooting BB guns at things.
Right.
One day an officer caught us and they all ran and left me with the BB gun.
Why are you running?
I tried. I did. I'm not gonna lie, I did. But it had caught me by surprise so much that I don't know. I've never had to do something like that before. Right. So while I was running, you know how you get like that little numbness in your legs, that little jelly feeling.
That means you can run faster. That's what that means.
That does not mean that.
Let's do it. That means you can run faster.
You can run fast.
That's adrenaline. Like,
you can run fast until they block the street off.
What you mean?
They block the street
fences,
off.
Fences, like,
didn't work.
Do you be running out to people and shit? Do you be running out to people? You be catching them?
Yeah, I do.
I will burn your ass.
You won't do that.
I will torture you.
Well, let's hope you don't do nothing, you know what I'm saying, where he's got to catch you.
It's over. But, I'm on the fences. What?
Yeah, so would you say you just had that? Okay, you said you was around the wrong crowd. So
all right, what up, though?
Would you feel like, what's up, all right?
What's up?
Would you feel like, you know, you had all that just deep down, you just had that good kid feeling where you're just like, you know, I'm a good kid. I know I shouldn't be doing this.
We interrupted this story.
Yeah, I had that good kid feeling. Yeah. I'm not saying you interrupt. No, okay. I'm saying I had that good kid feeling.
Yeah,
where I was like, you know, I shouldn't really be doing this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't raised as a bad kid. When I was in New York, I was homeless. So right. I went from that to this. I was throughout my whole life. I appreciate everything that I do, and I was like, I'm not trying to mess up someone else's day by doing something real fucking stupid. Right.
So yeah, okay.
So while I'm running, the officer catches me, and he's like, you know, I could take you in for a phonetic weapon or a phonetic weapon. Mm. And at that moment, he was like, I'm not going to ruin your life like that. He could have ruined my life. I could have went for something real stupid, because apparently those kids broke like some cars at a Ford dealership and were shooting at people's windows, and I got left with it. Mm-hmm. So they were going to take me.
What was the ethnicity of this officer?
Like, white.
He was a white dude? Okay. Yep, he was okay. White. All right, that's good.
He was a white officer, and he told me, I'm going to give you a chance, but I want you to not waste it. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? I'm going to look at things a lot different.
That's amazing, bro. And that and that's kind of like, you know, that's just basic, you know, human, you know, standards. You should always, you know, be looking at the next person to help them in some type of way. And it's just crazy. It's a weird, you know, line between police and people nowadays. It's just like you see more of the. I hear you. But I'm just saying, like, you know, you got those officers who are in the job to do the right thing, and then you got those officers who are just super corrupt.
How am I supposed to tell the difference?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
How do I tell the difference from Ray that I would assume you might be a good officer? But, like, what would you do if you knew officers was doing corrupt things around you? Like, you knew officers was, like, just taking money from drug dealers, not reporting it, or they was beating. Like, if one of you got a partner.
My partner changes every day.
Okay, let's say one of your partners is beating the shit out of somebody, like, for no reason. Like, would you report that?
Of course. Okay. Of course.
What if that's, like, your man's, though? Like, you'd have been you might be his godfather or something like that. Like, you might go to his cookout. This is, like that. That's when your character come really into test. Like,
this is a perfect time to bring up what happened in Minneapolis.
Okay.
So, wherever.
Yeah.
So those officers that just stood by and let Mr. Floyd, you know, go like that, die. And let him die.
Let him get murdered.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah, who let him get murdered.
Right.
They all deserve what they're about to get. Mm-hmm. They deserve more than that. If I was in that situation,
fuck them in jail. They finna they finna open that ass up.
Yeah.
But if I was in that situation, I wouldn't have let that happen. Because right. One, if someone's saying that they can't breathe, obviously in our academy training, they don't teach us to put our knees on anyone's neck. That's just stupid. You're cutting off someone's airway. That's the one way that air gets through.
I like to talk about the training. So how intense or how in depth is the training?
So it's military style training. Military style training.
On what? On de-escalating situations, or is it like military fighting? Like what? Because when I think of our military, is
so basically. Right. I'll run down from my whole academy stream from beginning to end. Going in, you have to shave your head.
I remember that. Yeah, you had the.
I was about to say you look familiar.
You had the dick. Yeah, you
boy. I remember you now. You look familiar. But so
I was drunk, dude.
Going in, you got to shave your head. They weed out who's the weakest around in the first week.
The weakest mentally or the weakest physically?
Mentally and physically.
There's a lot of strong body people that's retarded.
And there's a lot of fat officers out there too.
And they will weed you out very, very quickly. If they can't weed you out with physical workouts, they'll weed you out with educational purposes.
So I mean, that's kind of hard to believe. There's a lot of dumb fat officers out there.
All right, you laugh. You laughed about the educational part. Why you laugh?
Right.
We need ours. Yeah, you got too quiet. Yeah.
It came out that to become a cop, there's not as much inducive training or a lot of mandated training that's needed to be a cop. So please explain how they're weeding out strength and intelligence if neither one of those are playing a factor in most of these deaths.
So with the strength, I'm going
to
say this right
because
now.
To me, strength and intelligence are not equivalent to what's been happening because it's common sense to save a life. It's neither one of those.
Well, with strength-wise, if you mess up at all in the academy, you get jacked. Being jacked is whatever my tech staff decided on whether or not they wanted to do.
They was paddling y'all?
No. They were not allowed to put their hands on us. But strength-wise, I used to, I'm talking run miles all day. If we really messed up, you doing physical workout all day. Obviously, you had to get that educational portion in, and we did go through tests. I had to read a thick book that I still keep in my car to this day.
A book on what?
A book on everything.
The law? Because it seems like a lot of officers don't know the
it's not, law. It's a lot of people do. A lot of people don't know law.
So how do you pass? If you feel like you're going through such a hard and strenuous training, how are the officers that are out there, you know, like I said, fat, overweight, and don't know the law, you know, pulling people over for nothing? How do they get past that? Do you think they just? I don't understand. I don't understand how they get past.
I don't
past
think the
it.
Training should stop. I think myself. Like what? Like so after you do the initial training, is it training? Like is it like a routine check to see if you retained all the knowledge? Like what?
Yes.
What do you do like annually or maybe like quarterly? to make sure that, that you up to par on what you are supposed to be doing and what you aren't supposed to be doing?
So right now I'm in the, I could speak on this because I'm in that process right now. Mm-hmm. I have an FTO, field training officer, that watches me extremely closely. If my shoes aren't shined, if I don't, if I'm not saying the proper things, if I misuse a law, or if I just say the wrong thing to the wrong person, mm-hmm. I will get written up. And it takes about 3 write-ups for me to get out. So my I'm still in that phase of where I could lose my job.
So what if somebody reports you? Like I've been reported
already.
By people.
Yeah.
So what's the process on that? Like somebody calls you. Let me say like three people call you within a month. What is the process between what goes on?
The reports don't really go. It's more of the write-ups. The reports are just people complain. People can report you for anything, anything and everything.
So who investigate these reports then?
Right,
internal affairs.
Okay.
And internal affairs can be anyone. We have people. This is rumored, but I think it's really true because a lot of our senior officers are even worried about it. Mm-hmm. There are internal affairs inside the precincts that people don't know about, that just are just watching people and you don't even know. Because I'm not going to lie, there have been some random people in the precincts that I have not seen.
Okay.
So, you know, you basically got to be on your toes at all times, all right. Know what you're doing.
So you never wanted to be a police officer when you grew up? Like,
no.
So this was just a job?
No, this is not a job. After...
This is not a job?
No, this is a lifestyle. This is what I do every day. This is what I wake up every morning. And this is what I'm willing to
do. You die for this?
Yeah. And that is precisely what I wanted to hear, because it shouldn't be a job.
Right.
No, it is a job, but it should be done well. It should be done properly.
A job is something that you go in every day and you expect a check. I expect to see someone, for one, be safe every day, and to make it sound like weird, but to make sure that...
Be honest.
To make sure that I go home safe every day. Mm-hmm. As long as I take that vest off every day, I know I did a good job. If I've helped a couple people. I helped someone from killing themselves. That's not what you do on a normal job. A normal job, you just go in, maybe, you know, let's speak on Amazon for a little bit.
Right.
You go in, you pack a couple boxes, you
I'm
pack
not
a couple.
Nobody kill themselves in that bitch.
But in my job, I gotta deal with people at their worst moment. That's not a normal job. That you get trained to do stuff like this.
Right. I feel like the thing about being a police officer is definitely a human aspect. Then it's an aspect of protocols that you had to follow. And it's like the lines get kind of blurred. And it's like, it's real tricky. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know, man. I just really don't fuck the police. My experience with the police always been bad. Never had a good experience.
Well, go ahead and let them know.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Oh, no. When I was, all right, I might have been, it's had to be middle school. I went to a DPS school, but like on the east side. Like it's separated, like Grosse Pointe in the city is separated by Mac. My uncle stayed on Mac, but the Grosse Pointe side. But we walk in, so the police officer like, why y'all ain't in school? I tell him like, shit, we in DPS schools. I'm like, we going to Malcolm X Academy, thinking he gonna leave us alone. Didn't leave us alone. We knocked on my cousin, come outside, like, come here, let me talk to y'all. I'm like, nah, we ain't got nothing to say. I gave you my name, like y'all. I told you I'm not in school. I told you the name of my school. You want to call and check.
Didn't break any laws.
I didn't break any laws. Long story short, they end up slamming me and shit, putting their knees in my back, and taking me and my cousin to jail. I'm a child, bro. And then sent.
How old were you?
Middle schools, 12.
They took you to the sandbox. They didn't take you to jail.
Well, whatever. They fingerprinted me.
Sandbox.
Yeah, well, I was a child. Anyway, so they whoop. You know what I'm saying? They actually manhandled me. It's the middle of the winter. Snatched my coat off. I'm out there for a long time, sitting on the concrete, with my hands behind my back. So, send me home. Then we got something in the mail saying that I got to go to court because I'm getting charged with assault on the officer. They wrote up a false report, said I'm bit on my grab. They nuts, all that type of shit. I go to jail. I mean, I go to court. I cop out on the plea. It's like some community service type shit. And when I copped out, the judge told me, if you didn't take this cop, I was going to send you to jail. If you didn't take this cop, wow. I was going to send you to jail. Fast forward, let's say I was in college. Something happened. Some people got to fighting. Some people I knew. But I come back to the scene. I say, officer, I worked up to the scene. Yeah, them joints in here. Yeah. More deals. I was like, I don't want to impede on your investigation. My exact words. I don't want to impede on your investigation. I just want to make sure my friend is okay. He said, shut the fucking up and get back in the car. So me being me, I'm like, you old bitch ass nigga. You had this badge on. I slapped the shit out of you. You really a hoe. Blase Shibli. They locked me up. I forgot what they charged me with. I sat in there about 2 days. Let me out. Went to my court date. I pled not guilty, but they had to show up to the court date. They never showed up. They just wasted my time. You feel me? They made me sit in there for some days. They made me bond out. I got the bond money back because the case was dropped because they never showed up. But I still had to pay court costs. court costs, you feel me? So I still was in the negative. Like, this is the games they play. And it's usually like this when I deal with the police. I don't know what it is. Like, I know how to. I'm a very respectful first person when I feel like I'm being respected. When I feel disrespected, I'm a disrespect.
When was the last time you had a like police encounter? Has it been a couple years?
About a couple years. Yeah, I think I got locked up in Flat Rock.
The one thing that a lot of people don't understand now is the difference from back then with when it comes to how we police now. Detroit is becoming more of a technology-based system.
With the facial recognition and shit like that? Because they lock my man's up for no reason.
There's no such thing.
No such thing as facial recognition?
Not in Detroit. We're not that advanced. Not yet.
No, I'll show you
off. But I will say this. A lot of officers, for one, a lot of officers can't get away with how they used to do things back in the day because of we have cameras on now that don't turn off at all.
I mean, regardless, they're still doing some crazy stuff with the body cam, bro. Like, I was watching the video actually a couple days ago, maybe yesterday. It was a cop just straight out, you know, planting weed in somebody's car because they couldn't find it. They pulled him out the car for, I guess, a traffic violation, so-called. And then he's, like, on the body cam. He's, like, you know, you can't see his hands. They just see what's in front of him on the body cam. He's shuffling around something. He's just, like, throwing down weed. He got charged for it eventually, but he's just throwing down weed in the cup. It's just like.
But it's what you just said.
Well, yeah, eventually. Like, it took like, a whole, I don't want to quote this, but a whole, like, 3-4 months or the guy get caught. It's like, why do they feel like they, you know, if you have a body cam on, why do they feel like they can still get away with it? Because obviously he feel like he can still get away with it if he's still doing it, knowing his body cam is on. You know, so it's just like, and then cops, you know, they could lie about a situation and get away with a whole bunch of stuff. So my question to you really is just like, when you police maybe, I don't know how long you want to do this.
How long do you want to do that? Yeah, ask some shit. How long you want to do this?
Like, I'm going to retire with this.
I figure you want to retire with this.
Benefits must be good. Like, y'all getting some cheese and all that?
I mean, this is, like I said, I came from living off the streets. So
if you want to retire with this, what do you see yourself doing to impact the community? And hopefully, I don't know, maybe, you know, one person can change the world, but let's just say nation for right now. What, do you see yourself being that type of person? Like, wow, like, Ray was he was, like, the top-notch coach. He's, like, the standard. Or do you just feel like, you know, I just want to do my part in police officers, do it the right way, and I want to go home and retire off this? Do you want to make an impact on your community alone? Like, how do you see yourself being a police officer when it's all said and done?
I want to change the world, period.
What's the plan?
The plan?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure
it starts with this. I'm changing, like you said. How do you know if other police officers aren't like me?
Yeah, I'm still not convinced you're not a bad police officer. I'm not
a bad police officer.
I'm not convinced though.
Well, I mean, yeah. I never had to deal with you on the street. You see how cool I am. If I never told you I was a police officer, you wouldn't have looked at me like that. You would think I was probably just some, you know, random chill dude off the street just because of my mannerisms and the way that I
smell it on you.
Every person that I've ever dealt with on the street I wish they can come in and talk to you, because I give people chances. I'll actually sit down and listen to your story. I don't care how long it takes for you to talk. I'll listen to the entire story.
But you knew though, like let's say when you get 10 years in, 15 years in, like how long, you know what I'm saying? Like it only, you know what I'm saying? You still new. So you still got fresh, you green.
It don't matter.
We talking about when it get, you know what I'm saying?
It don't
matter. So you want to move up in the ranks, maybe be like a police chief, hopefully. You know, because no. That's what they, or you just want to be an officer.
No, I want to eventually get on to be a sergeant and lieutenant. I still want to be able to get out on the street and talk to people. That interaction is another reason why I don't like sitting behind a desk.
You get a lot of hoes being a police officer.
Next question. But sitting behind a desk.
I mean, no, we got Queen Ari in here, man. You get a lot.
She won't hear nothing.
It's a joke.
I don't like sitting behind a desk or, you know, doing the same routine every day. This career has been nothing but, in the past couple months that I've been out, has been nothing but more and more exciting, because every day is something different. You can't predict everything. The only thing I can predict is that I'm going to put my vest on and go outside. That's it. I can tell you this right now. The main things that we have been dealing with are domestic violence situations due to all the quarantines. And even then, I'll sit down. I can relate with that because I've witnessed domestic violence.
Beating on, bitch.
No, I'm playing. Other way around.
You got beat on?
No, I've been seeing. I've seen females
beat on dudes.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I heard too, like a lot of them domestic violence cases be like the girl on girl relationships. Like, how true is that? I hear them relationships kind of violent.
It's not true at all.
It's we're
in an equal world right now.
You know what I'm saying? I just heard their shit kind of like, they get, I don't know why, but I hear like girls who've been in them relationships, like they be scrapping.
Well, I had one situation. I don't know if y'all want to hear.
They don't be scrapping.
I had one situation. All
right, you just so cool. You feel me? You just so like, smooth. We can't talk. You're smooth as hell.
She's like,
she a cool
peaceful
breeze.
I had one situation where I had
somebody gonna punch these two females.
I had one situation. These two females were arguing. It was one of the babies or one of the females' babies' birthday, and the other one didn't want to go get up and get a cake. So what she did was put her girlfriend in a chokehold and start hitting her in the head, and then when the other girl got up and pushed her off for self-defense, the girl went into the kitchen, got a knife, and put it to her own throat and said, y'all gonna listen to me and all that.
No, ain't nobody gonna threaten me with that.
No, she threatened herself.
Yeah, I'm saying that's not a threat to me. I'm shit.
But
do it.
I mean, if it's somebody you love, I'm pretty sure you'd have
what?
To do
I mean, it.
I will say that.
Man, don't play them games with me. People be thinking they crazy.
If it's ain't somebody you love, man, I'm pretty sure it'd be a different situation.
And if they actually do, I'm like, damn, they did it.
See, I can't allow that to happen, so.
You'd be a terrible police officer.
What you mean? I feel like if a person want to kill themselves, they got their right. That's nope. their right.
They're right.
That's their right to kill themselves.
You don't know what that person could do for the world if you don't save it.
Facts.
Man, they wanted to go.
I at one point wanted to do that, and now look where I am.
You a bad police officer. No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
You crazy.
All right, do you got anything? You know, you've been
here. You've been real quiet, man.
So what do you have to say about all this? He's claiming to be a good police officer.
He's claiming to be. He's like, I did not come
here
for this.
I'm just saying. But, yeah, what have you taken so far? What do you have to say to Ray?
I don't think it's necessarily towards Ray, because I don't know Ray as a person. I can't depict him when he's out patrolling and policing and doing his job. But what I do have to say is, from generation to generation,
oh my God,
I've been kind of painted a picture about the police. Like, my mom, her father told her to date a police officer. And that's how deep it goes. It's like, in certain urban communities, the cops have painted a picture on their own people that they're policing so bad. It's like, people don't even want to even date them, almost. And that's certain women, of course. But I got a good sense of police. You know, they would come out to the schools, they would give us a good impression. Like,
what school you go to?
Once you guys leave out of here, you know, academies. I went to a public high school
in the city.
What I was once painted of a police officer, hey, I wanted to almost be one, a female cop. Like, I love the uniform, I love that idea of going out and being somebody you can look up to rather than being an influencer or patroller. Huh? You said what?
I didn't hear what you said. Okay. I don't know. It's probably something.
But yeah.
You rubbing your nipples.
What? I don't know what that's supposed to refer. But go ahead, Ari.
I ain't coming for all that.
This guy's drunk.
But no, like, I don't know. I look at police in a different light, but I also look at them in a bad light too. Like, I was with one of my African American male friends one day. We were in Farmington Hills. I was getting off of work. It was late at night. It was dark, and it was a cop out. And we weren't doing anything. You know, we were just riding. He was taking me home, and he said to me, he was like, "They're gonna pull us over." And as soon as he said it, they pulled us over, and it was like, why? Why'd you guys, we're two black kids, we're not doing anything, why'd you guys pull us over? Right. They claimed that a seatbelt was unbuckled, but I feel like he took his seatbelt off just because he got pulled over to get his stuff out the glove compartment. So it's like, how do we really know?
All right, officers do
us over for that.
They try to look for a reason. Because they get paid to pull people over and write them tickets. That's
it, like
they
a quarter
get paid
y'all
for.
Had to meet for like
that's illegal.
That's illegal.
That's illegal.
But they still do it.
Nope, there is no quarter.
You sure?
There, I'm pretty sure. Very.
I mean, like, it's illegal.
Sure.
It's illegal to be a gang within yourself. And wasn't there like a story where they said the LAPD was like, they got busted for being
I look
in
at them as
gang.
If they're gang members.
LAPD,
like, you guys are a squad.
I can't speak for any other department.
Brothers, sisters.
Right, then again, but you should want to, you know, change the whole if you see yourself as a good officer, you want to do the right thing, you know. And now I'm not saying it's up to you, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It should just be like, it should be more people like you. If there is more people like you, should be more people like you that just wants to change.
They should come out. And
exactly. They should talk. They should come out and talk about it and represent. But they're not doing it. It's
how are
just
you
like,
trying to connect more with the community for real? Like, how? What are you doing to change this narrative? With, mm-hmm. Besides this, like on your everyday, like you said, you're a good officer when you do come in contact. But like, are you like doing that? Like you be hooping with the kids? Like how you it started the kids?
Actually, yeah.
Because we kind of like
I do go hoop with the kids.
Yeah, we
actually.
Fucked up already because we already got our. It's hard to change people once they set in their ways. So the best bet is with the kids.
So I do actually go hoop with the kids on my patrol. If we're having downtime, if we're not doing anything, it's a nice day like today, I'll actually pull over. I'll pull over my squad car and I'll get out and be like, hey man, let me see the ball real quick. That's and right. I'll run 21 with some kids.
That's what's up. They was taking our basketball
rims
and shit.
Oh no, I'm a hooper. I'll bust your ass.
Come on, Josh. You better tell him, Josh.
He's like
I'm nice.
He's dark skinned Ray Allen, man.
I'm just nice. We just sum it up, man. Who made the sunshine? Who made the rain for in the grass go?
But no, yeah. I'll pull over, I'll chill with the kids. I remember I had a run. We had to do a well being check on a 10-year-old boy who was being left home alone. We went to the location. He didn't have any food. I told him, wait right here. I'll be right back. Went to the store, grabbed him some snacks, grabbed him like 3 bags of snacks. I told him, all right, while we're waiting for whoever it is to come pick you up, you know, just eat whatever you want, you know.
See, shit like stuff. All right. So even like, that's what I'm saying. Being the police is difficult because in that web, he's 10. How old were you when you were getting left by yourself?
There is no age limit.
Right. So,
but I could say I've been being left home since I was like at least 7. Yeah, I was raised by a single mother and right. She had to go work. So yeah, I mean, I had to stay by myself, but it wasn't the point of him being left alone. It was the
no food.
The house was destroyed. So I was like, you know what? I can relate with this.
Right.
I know what he's feeling right now.
Right.
I'm about to go get him some snacks and him something to eat. You know, I grabbed him a meal straight up.
Little
I'm not,
meal.
I grabbed him something to chill on.
That's what's up. You might be a decent officer, man. I hope I don't see you in the future shooting nobody, killing nobody and shit.
Right. Oh, no, that's
if I do
absolute,
see it, I'm going to be like, oh, I knew it.
That's the absolute
just
absolute
out of nowhere.
Last
I knew it.
That's the absolute last resort. I hope to never have to do that. If my life is put on the line and, you know, obviously you want to go home at the end of the day.
Right.
If my life is in 100% danger, that will be the only time I ever draw my weapon to defend myself.
But then again, there's a lot of officers who don't feel like that, which is unfortunate.
And we do have those officers. I know a couple officers who don't know how to talk to people because they don't
tell
know.
Tell on them. You need to tell on them. Tell on them immediately.
I'm not.
The good officers need to speak up.
You got to tell on them. This is, yeah, your character is on the line, right? You
facts.
Need to, I should have put some liquor in you. We would have got more of the truth. I feel like you holding back, Ray. And we got to go in a minute. But next time, put some liquor in you, and you're going to tell the real truth.
You're always
truth.
Welcome back, man, if you want to come on. But, yeah, like, it's, but just to wrap things up, I'm just going to say, going back to when you said, you know, you go through such an intense training, a military-style training, you know, it's just kind of, when you say that, it's kind of just disheartening to hear because you still got those officers who just seem like they bypass that style of training that you said. Yeah.
So I feel like even with all the training that you have to endure and all those stipulations, you can't train a person to have a good heart. You can't train the person to have good intentions.
Right, but then they said they weed those people out.
Exactly. You can't weed those people out. That last minute.
Well, mentally, I figured.
And then it comes out at the last minute.
At the end of the day, it really comes down to how you were built and how your character is. I have a good heart. Mm-hmm. And I know I have a good heart. I know that at the end of the day, I don't care if you... I'm going to talk to you like how I'm talking to like you guys. I'm going to talk to you like a friend. I don't care if you just killed somebody. I don't care if you ran someone over. I don't care if you just, you know, robbed a candy or took a candy bar from a store. I'm going to talk to you like a human being because at the end of the day, you are a human being and I'm a human being mm-hmm. too. That badge means nothing. I'm still just a person trying to make a difference. And if that just means I could sit there and talk to you, then that's what it is. Now, we have some officers that don't see people like that and they're being dealt with. I can say this right now. There is a lot of officers that are being investigated for jumping off rip. I know how to talk to people because I came from, you know, a very harsh background. I know when to say something.
I feel like police stations or departments that investigate themselves,
the police departments don't investigate themselves. Outside sources come in. FBI, internal affairs. Internal affairs is not linked with any type of, they're their own
people.
So if somebody was like, you hoe-ass police officer, take your badge off, I beat your ass, you would take your badge off and scrap
them. What does my badge have to do with anything?
Oh, you just scrap them? Like hands?
A badge is just something that they give me.
Would you scrap them?
No.
Why not?
Because why would I? Why?
Well, there's a lot of officers like, you see this badge? You know who I am? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't disrespect me because they feel like that badge is like the ultimate shield. Like, you know, you can't touch me. You can't say nothing to me. Exactly.
Do this to me?
Exactly.
The same person that was liable to get their ass whooped before the badge is the same person to get their ass whooped now after the badge.
Ray talking big choppy, man. Officer Ray, what's your badge number?
What's your name and badge number, sir?
say meet him outside. He whooping on niggas.
Facts. If you ain't trying to play basketball with him, then he whooping on you. Facts.
Yeah, you got him.
Yep.
I'm saying, that badge doesn't mean anything. It's really about how you are as a person.
What you got, a Rugrats mask?
Nah, this is a Marvel. I'm a Marvel fan.
That's what's up. Yeah. Me and Ari don't fuck with that.
What?
Oh, hold on.
Ari loves Marvel.
Sorry.
Are you a nerd too?
I'm both. DC and Marvel. It's not a nerd.
I'm talking about the nerd.
Movie. Right, what are you talking about?
Right, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just he's off the lick. You know?
I hope he tells y'all when he sees y'all.
but okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I hope you are who you say you are, and I'm I am convinced that you are a good person.
I said a good person. We're going to see him on news for tasing a pregnant lady.
I don't think so, man. Come on. Like, give him a benefit of the doubt.
Drug money.
Why a pregnant lady? Right? Take his drink.
Well, he's just trying to get down to like the deep stuff.
Just bad, man.
Right. But, Ray, I appreciate you coming on here, man. like I said, man, there's always room for you to come on some other episodes and we could get deeper. And I appreciate you coming on here and explaining your side, and we hope to see you sometime again. So appreciate you, man.
Anytime, thanks for having me.
All right, thanks guys. This is the third episode of the Raw Avenue. We'll catch you guys next time.